Yeah, thanks for joining us. You recently sent over some research about teenagers and their social worlds, and it really got us thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. The stuff you shared, like that study about how feeling left out can make teens feel paranoid and change how they learn about other people, that was really interesting.
Yeah, totally. So today we're going to dig into all of that, like how being excluded or even just having some bad social experiences in the past can shape how young people feel about themselves and everyone around them. And like most importantly, how it affects how they deal with social situations in the future. We're going to be focusing on that research you sent over, especially that paper called Social Exclusion Increases Paranoia and Reduces Self and Other Learning Flexibility in Adolescence. So the big questions are these: how does being excluded make teenagers feel paranoid? Does it change what they believe about themselves and others? And how does all of this affect how they learn the social ropes going forward?
Exactly, the study you found has some really interesting answers. It looked at over 500 teenagers in the UK, all between 15 and 17, and they used some pretty cool experiments to figure this stuff out.
Right, like that online game Cyberball. It sounds pretty simple, just tossing a virtual ball around. But apparently, it can really make people feel left out if they're suddenly not part of the game anymore. And they also use questionnaires to learn about the teenager's past social experiences, and another game called the Intentions game to see how they learn in social situations.
Yeah, you got it. Cyberball is a really good way to make someone feel excluded, even if it's just online. And the Intentions game was important for seeing the more subtle ways they learn and adapt in social situations. Are you ready to dive into some of the findings?
Definitely. Let's start with how past negative social experiences might be linked to feeling paranoid. What did the research show?
Well, what's really interesting here is how much detail the researchers went into when they looked at past social difficulties. They didn't just ask if something bad had happened. They looked specifically at bullying, discrimination, and what they called adverse life events, things like a serious illness in the family or a close friend, all within the past year.
Okay, so they were really trying to understand the different types of negative social experiences, not just lumping them all together.
Exactly. And what they found was pretty clear. The teenagers who said they had more of any of these more bullying, more discrimination, or more adverse life events, they also said they felt way more paranoid after playing Cyberball, where they might have been excluded.
Yeah, that makes sense. If you've already had a tough time socially, being excluded again is probably going to hurt even more. Were these links statistically significant?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The paper lays it all out for bullying. They found a clear positive link. Basically, the more bullying someone experienced, the more paranoid they felt after being excluded. Discrimination had an even stronger link, and adverse life events also had a strong and significant link to increased paranoia. This wasn't just random chance. The data really backs this up.
Wow. So it seems like these negative experiences can really set the stage for teenagers to feel more paranoid when they're excluded in the Cyberball game. But what about the game itself? Did just being excluded in that moment cause paranoia, even for teens who hadn't had a rough time socially?
Yeah, that's a really important point. The study showed that even just being excluded in Cyberball led to more feelings of paranoia in the participants. So even without a history of negative social experiences, being left out, even in this online game, was enough to make these teens feel more paranoid.
So being excluded is hard for everyone. But you mentioned that the effect was stronger for those who had negative experiences in the past. How did that work?
This is where it gets really interesting. The researchers found that being excluded had a much bigger impact on paranoia for those who had been bullied recently or had more adverse life events, for example. The data showed that for teens who had been bullied, the feeling of paranoia after being excluded in Cyberball was much higher than for those who weren't excluded. It really shows how past experiences can make social setbacks feel even scarier.
That really shows how much our past can affect how we react to things happening now.
Yeah.
But you also said that discrimination had a different kind of impact, right?
Yeah, that's a key takeaway. Experiencing discrimination in the past year seemed to make feelings of paranoia worse, no matter if the teen was included or excluded in Cyberball. The data showed a strong connection between past discrimination and higher paranoia in both cases. This suggests that experiencing discrimination might make someone generally more suspicious and mistrustful, like a heightened awareness that isn't only tied to being excluded right now. It's like discrimination sticks with you.
That's powerful. It's like discrimination creates this baseline level of paranoia, like they're always on guard. Now, the study also looked at why these links might exist by focusing on negative beliefs. What did they find?
Well, they found a really strong link between feeling paranoid after Cyberball and having more negative thoughts and beliefs during the game itself. Teens who felt more paranoid also said they had more negative thoughts about themselves, like feeling worthless and more negative thoughts about the other players, like thinking they were unkind or these are really strong links, which suggests that these negative thoughts really fuel the paranoia.
So feeling excluded might bring up these negative thoughts, which then make the paranoia worse. Was there any evidence that these negative beliefs directly connect past difficulties to current paranoia?
Absolutely. The researchers found that negative beliefs about oneself and others were a really important link between past social adversity, like bullying, discrimination, and adverse life events, and the paranoia they felt when excluded in Cyberball. The data clearly showed strong positive relationships between these past negative experiences and both negative self-beliefs and negative beliefs about others. So it seems like past negative experiences can lead to a more negative view of oneself and the social world, and these negative views get even stronger when someone's excluded, leading to more paranoia. It's like past hurts change how you see your current social interactions.
It's like a snowball effect. Past hurts shape how you see everything now. Okay, so we've seen how social adversity links to paranoia and how negative beliefs are part of that, but the researchers also look at how all this affects social learning. Tell us about the intentions game.
The intentions game was designed to see how these social experiences affect a teen's ability to learn in new social situations in this game. Participants had to decide over and over if they wanted to share points with anonymous partners across three different rounds.
And the point was to see how they changed their behavior and what they expected from others based on how those interactions went.
Exactly. The researchers used computational modeling to analyze the patterns and how the participants made decisions. And what they found overall was that the teens' behavior was best explained by a model where they learned by watching their partner. This is called social contagion, where we kind of pick up on what others are doing, but they didn't automatically assume their partner would act just like them, which is called self-insertion. So they were learning from others instead of just thinking everyone would act like they did.
Okay, so they were learning from others, but not assuming everyone thinks and acts the same way. That seems like a pretty good way to approach new social situations. But how did being excluded change this?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. The study found that social exclusion seemed to block this social contagion thing. It made the teens' beliefs about others more rigid and less likely to change based on what they actually saw in the game. The teens who had been excluded in Cyberball were more likely to use a model that assumed no social contagion and no self-insertion. This means that being excluded in one place, even online in Cyberball, made them less likely to learn and change their beliefs based on a new, totally unrelated social partner's behavior in the intentions game. It's like being left out made them less open to social cues in a new situation.
So being left out in one place made them less open to learning in a completely different social interaction that could have a big impact on how they build relationships in the future.
What about the link between feeling paranoid and this learning flexibility? The researchers found that teens who felt more paranoid after Cyberball were less flexible when it came to what they initially thought about their partner in the intentions game, whether they thought the partner would be cooperative or competitive. They seemed to have more fixed ideas about the other person's intentions right from the start. And this inflexibility in their beliefs links back to what we talked about earlier about bullying and adverse life events being connected to paranoia, especially when people had strong negative views of themselves and others and were really stuck in those views, what the researchers call low cognitive flexibility, basically meaning they couldn't change their minds easily. It seems like these past difficulties combined with a more rigid mindset can make paranoia worse when someone's excluded. Interestingly, the impact of discrimination on paranoia seemed to be more direct and didn't really depend on this connection with cognitive flexibility.
So discrimination has a more straightforward and maybe more intense impact on paranoia compared to bullying or adverse life events. And it sounds like overall, these teenagers were really focused on how they were treated compared to others in the intentions game.
Yeah, you're right. The study noted that teens in general seem to pay more attention to relative rewards, how many points they got compared to their partner, than to absolute rewards, which would just be the total number of points they got themselves. This suggests that social comparison and fairness are really important in how teens learn about others in social situations. It's like they're always checking to see if things are balanced.
Okay, we've talked about a lot. Let's bring it back to you, our listener. What are the main things we can take away from all of this research?
Well, the study really shows us that even small experiences of social exclusion can make teenagers feel paranoid. And this is even worse for those who have a history of negative social experiences, like bullying, discrimination, or other difficult life events.
And those negative beliefs about themselves and others that come up when they feel excluded are a big part of all of this.
Definitely, these negative beliefs seem to be a key link between past adversity and feeling paranoid right now. And on top of that, social exclusion can actually make it harder for a teen to learn from new social interactions, which could make those negative expectations even stronger and make it harder for them to build good social connections in the future. When they feel left out, they become less open to learning from new people.
And the impact of discrimination is really strong and widespread when it comes to causing feelings of paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to happen whether or not they're being included or excluded at that moment. It sounds like discrimination makes them feel like they always have to be on guard.
Exactly. It shows how long-lasting and how big of an impact discrimination can have on young people's mental well-being and how they see the social world.
So to sum up, it seems like our social experiences as teenagers, both the things we've gone through and what we're dealing with right now, have a huge impact on how we think, how we feel, and how we understand the people around us.
That's right. And this research gives us valuable information about how paranoia and social learning problems can develop in young people.
So here's something to think about. Given what we've learned, what are some ways we can help teenagers who have had a hard time socially and might be more likely to feel paranoid and have trouble learning in social situations? How can we help them develop more positive beliefs about themselves and be more open to new social situations?
That's a really important question. And the fact that social contagion, that tendency to learn from others, seems to be even stronger in teenagers than adults, makes you wonder about how young people develop their social understanding and how we can influence that in a good way. Maybe focusing on creating positive and inclusive social environments where they can experience the social contagion in a healthy way could be helpful.
It really highlights how complex social interactions and mental well-being are during those teenage years. This deep dive, I think, gives us a good starting point for understanding how all of this works a little better. Thanks for exploring this with us today.